is in detail. The Zambia Police Service has reported an increase in gender-based violence with a total of 10,170 cases recorded countrywide between April and June 2025. This represents an increase of 852 cases compared to the 9,318 cases recorded in the same period in 2024. Police spokesperson Ray Hamonga says of these 6,180 cases were classified as criminal, while 3,990 cases were non-criminal disputes. Mr. Hamonga said of the reported cases, 2,546 involved children, while 7,624 involved adults, comprising 6,266 women and 1,358 men. He has further revealed that 937 cases of sexual abuse were recorded, of which 685 were child defilement cases, representing a 4% increase compared to the same period last year.
A breakdown of the data reveals that 2,546 children were victims of gender-based violence, 1,922 were involved in criminal cases, while 624 were involved in non-criminal matters. 7,624 adults were affected, comprising of 6,266 women, while 1,358 were men. In terms of gender, 8,176 victims were female, while 1,994 were male victims. This continues to affirm that women and girls remain disproportionately affected by gender-based violence in Zambia.
The death toll in the Likili bus accident, which occurred yesterday on the Chingola Solwezi Road, has increased to 8 from 7. Solwezi General Hospital Senior Medical Superintendent Dr. Kitanda Sondashi has disclosed that this follows the passing of another victim in the early hours of today. In an interview with Hot FM News, Dr. Sondashi has disclosed that the hospital has so far attended to 22 victims of the crash, including an immigration officer. He said out of the 22 patients, 16 were admitted while 5 were discharged after being assessed and declared stable, and 1 is still in intensive care unit. Meanwhile, the Road Transport and Safety Agency is saddened by the loss of lives and has since instituted investigations into the crash to ascertain the speed at which the bus was moving. Government has revealed that the country is facing a significant shortage of doctors, requiring an additional 10,000 medical professionals to meet the target of 20,000 doctors. Speaking during the launch of the Medical Education Indaba report, Ministry of Health Permanent Secretary for Technical Services, Dr. Kennedy Lishimpi, said the country currently meets only 50% of its required doctor to population ratio as recommended by the World Health Organization. Dr. Lishimpi has also emphasized the importance of private medical schools developing teaching hospitals, which would not only create employment opportunities for doctors but also provide students with practical experience. Meanwhile, Health Professions Council of Zambia Deputy Registrar Dr. Mohompu Kafuamfa has reaffirmed the Council's commitment to work with various partners to ensure Zambia continues to produce competent, ethical and trusted healthcare professionals. And Zambia Medical Association President Dr. Kaumba Tolopu has warned against the commercialization of medical training, cautioning that the rise in private medical schools must not compromise the quality of healthcare professionals. The Acting Minister of Home Affairs and Internal Security, Colin Nzovu, has commended the Zambia Correctional Service for transforming correctional centers across the country. Speaking when he officiated at the 2025 International Day of Prayer and Action for Inmates at Mwembeshi Correctional Center in Chilanga, Mr. Nzovu said the service has made commendable strides in turning the vision of restoration of correctional facilities into reality. He says government is committed to ensuring that no one is left behind, hence offering vocational training to inmates in correctional facilities. And speaking at the same event, Zambia Correctional Service Commissioner General Frederick Chilukotu said inmates have been given a second chance and are undergoing vocational training in agriculture, mechanics, tailoring and carpentry.
Educational programs, allowing inmates to continue their study along with vocational training in matters of carpentry, tailoring, agriculture and mechanics. Counseling and life skills development also form a key part of our efforts, helping young people address trauma and develop emotional resilience. We also place great value on spiritual transformation with the support of churches and chaplain services. We offer mentorship and moral guidance, believing that true change begins from within.
Eden University has officially launched its School of Natural Sciences with a strong call for young people to embrace science as a transformative tool for addressing global challenges. Speaking during the school's inaugural Open Day, Vice Chancellor Dr. Albert Ngandu has emphasized the critical role of science in solving real-world problems such as climate change, public health and environmental degradation. Dr. Ngandu has highlighted that students are already translating classroom knowledge into practical solutions through field projects focused on wastewater treatment, renewable household energy and conservation initiatives in the Kafue Flats. He has further called on educators, researchers and the private sector to collaborate with Eden University and invest in strengthening science education and innovation.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Energy Regulation Board has disclosed that it granted 288 standard licenses and 45 construction permits in the energy sector with pledged investment of 62.1 billion kwacha. Speaking at the mid-year press briefing, ERB Director General Elijah Schone said this was during the period under review with licenses supporting a wide range of energy activities. Engineer Sichone has also disclosed that ERB collected license fees as non-tax revenue during the period amounting to 403 million kwacha in license fees against the target of 358 million kwacha, exceeding the target by 13%. He said ERB is finalizing the draft regulatory framework for electric vehicle models and systems that meet market safety and requirements.
During the reporting period, the ERB granted a total of 288 standard licenses and 45 construction permits. These approvals collectively represent a pledged investment of 62.1 billion kwacha, which is approximately $2.5 billion. The standard licenses were distributed across the key energy subsectors as follows. 160 licenses were granted in the petroleum subsector.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top international news.
The treason trial of the former president of the Democratic Republic of Congo, Joseph Kabila, has begun in a military court in the capital, Kinshasa. He also faces other charges, including murder and rape, linked to his alleged support for M23 rebels who control a large part of the mineral-rich east of the country. He denies the charges and did not appear at the hearing. The BBC has more.
The authorities in the Democratic Republic of Congo have gone ahead with the trial of the former president, Joseph Kabila, even though he's not likely to attend. He's accused of plotting to overthrow the government. Kenyan civil rights groups say an opposition activist, Mwabile Mwagodi, has gone missing in Tanzania. He's been conducting online campaigns against churches that provide donations to the Kenyan president, William Ruto. As international warnings grow of starvation in Gaza, Israel has said it will allow other countries to airdrop aid into the territory. Jordan and the United Arab Emirates could reportedly start deliveries within days. Humanitarian groups have warned that airdrops are inefficient and a dangerous way to hand out supplies. The UN Human Rights